So the sugya begins with the Mishnah in the seventh parak of Brachos, which explicitly says the following. It doesn't say anything about eating made with Brachos. It just says, Ein Mezamdin. It gives a whole list of things you can't have a zimun on. And on that list, it's you can't have a zimun if you have, say, a Nachri. It's one of the three people. You can't have a zimun. You can't have a zimun if you didn't have a Gezayis. But the Mishnah says, Ein Mezamdin, if a person needs Tevel, Truma, Meister, Shalom, Nitzel, Truma. So it gives a whole list of Zeron-related problems. So that's where you see from the Mishnah that there's no Zimun when the food item that was eaten was Machalos Asuros. That's all the Mishnah says. And the question is, what is it about Machalos Asuros that precludes us from having a Zimun? And is it only Zimun, or is it expanded beyond? So it's well known that the Shita of Rambam says the following. The Rambam understood from this Mishnah, this is the only source that we know explicitly mentions in the same sentence that there's a problem of something related to brachos with respect to machos and suros, and that is that the Rambam understands from the Mishnah, it's not just zimun. It's you don't make a bracha rishona, or you don't make a bracha achrona, and the Rambam even adds echad shoygeg, echad mezid. Even if you ate it b'shoygeg, you make a bracha. Now, if you stop and realize, and the Kesef Mishnah makes this obvious ara, when the Rambam says you don't make a bracha on eating treif b'shoygeg. What do you mean? It was b'shogeg. At the time I made the bracha, I didn't yet know I was eating treif, no? So the shogeg part isn't talking about bracha rishona. Like, obviously, that's not what the Rambam means when he says that. He's obviously talking about there about bracha achrona. You already ate it, meaning b'shogeg, you already ate treif. I'm like, oh, that's terrible. I feel terrible about that. I got to do tshuva. But now that I ate it, it's my bench. And the Rambam says, no, you do not bench. That is the shittas of Rambam. And who argues? It's not a trick question. It's like a budget. Ah, that's a good guess, but in this context, it's the other one. Who argues? Alatar, the Ravid. The Ravid says, whoa, and he says, the Rambam here made a toz gedola. He made a big mistake. Where did he get this from? All it said in the Mishnah is Ein Mezamnin. And the Ravid understands this to be a very, very important principle in Rechos Zimun. Very hard to define these terms, Manenu, but it's Zimun demands kvius. It demands a sense of permanence. It demands a group setting. And the group setting, it can only exist because the food that, links everybody together. Food that's machalos asuros just doesn't have the capacity to establish kvius. That's what the Rambam says. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. What does it do with brachos? What does it do with bracha rishon and bracha achrona? And the Rambam adds one critical line. Why should you have to make a bracha rishon and achrona? Because nenu. Why not? I'm saying at the end of the day, like, you shouldn't have a zimun, but you got to know. Good, and certainly with bracha rishona, if you're going to get a na, like you realize that you're about to violate a potential issur d'oraisa here. I mean, it is an issur d'oraisa. By the way, the same halacha, it's based on the Gemara. It's based on the Gemara. For the Rambam says you don't make a bracha on machalos asuros. It's both for issur d'oraisa and issur d'rabbanan. There's no distinction in the Rambam. There's no distinction. So for the Ravid, why not? You got to know. So before we get to what's behind this machlokas. We have to bring in one other very, very important Gemara that's brought in by both Tosfos and the Rush, and most Rishonim, other Rishonim bring it in. And the question is, how important is it for this particular Gemara? That's a Gemara that comes up in Sanhedrin, it comes up in Baba Kama. The Gemara talks about the following case: Gazal Sa'a Shal Chitin. I stole a bunch of, what's Chitin? I stole a bunch of wheat. But not wheat, I stole a bunch of flour. I stole a bunch of Kamach. Two cases, that distinction comes up later. Let's say I stole Kamach. But I stole chita. I did stole chita. Right? I stole chita. And then what happens? What? I went and I baked it into some bread. And the Gemara says, and I'm about to be mar for shechala. What does the Gemara say? I'm about to be mar for shechala. What does the Gemara say? Ein zem avarech el menoitz. That's what the Gemara says. So first of all, the Gemara is talking about what bracha? What bracha is the Gemara talking about? The chayra? You're about to be mar for shechala. Ein zem avarech el menoitz. So the Gemara is not talking about the hamotzi; it's talking about the bracha of hafrashas lahavreshchalam in Isa. So on that bracha, the Gemara has this phrase: "Ein zem varech elaminoitz." That's not a bracha. That's a chutzpah. When the Gemara says that, two things: was the Gemara talking only about the bracha of mitzvah, or was the Gemara also talking about the bracha rishona? That's first of all, and second of all, what exactly does the Gemara mean? Is the Gemara saying "Ein zem varech"? That's not even a bracha, that's a chuzpah. And therefore, what's the Gemara telling you? That you should or shouldn't make a bracha.
Shouldn't.
You shouldn't make a bracha. It's even worse if you make a bracha. That's not even a bracha. Or it's saying, yeah, you have to make a bracha, but that's not really a good bracha. It's a chutzpah, what you're doing. So like, don't give yourself a pat on the back. Well, at least I made a bracha. You mean at least you made a bracha? You stole it. You stole it, and you're now going to eat it, and you're going to like give yourself a pat on the back? It's minutes. So two things. First of all, Tosfos on the Mishnah quotes from unclear where. He actually seems to have a girsa somewhere that actually says that the Kamar is talking about stealing chita, and now you want to make a bracha. Rishona, like it's talking about the hamotzi. No, you baked it. You took it and baked it in the challah, whatever. And that's on that spot which Rabbi Akiva Yeager says, I don't know what those are talking about because the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara's talking about when you want to be mafresh challah. I'm not talking about making a hamotzi. It doesn't mention a fresh challah. It's saying when you want to be mafresh challah. So ain't the mavar chalam rights. So that's the point that's raised by Rabbi Akiva Yeager. That could be a very important distinction. But assuming it's talking about all related brachos, so Parshas Pshat, I would have said, like Shmuel said, and this is what Tosfos sounds like. Tosfos assumes this way also. Tosfos sounds like the Rambam. No bracha Rishona, no bracha Achrona, because it's a niyutz. It's not a bracha. It's a chutzpah. So don't make a bracha. That is the nature of the din. Tosfos happens to be that the Rush says Fakir. The Rush says Befeirish. I remember I was reading the Rush the other day. I was just like, really? That's really what you think, Charlie Gemara? That's so surprising. The Rush holds like the Ravid. That you do make brachos amachos asuros, and all the Gemara was saying is that, listen, you're doing a terrible thing. It's a niyutz, it's a chutzpah that you're doing this, but ma'aser, you're getting an ah, you're eating, achalta v'savata v'rachta, and also the brachos anenin. How could you not make a brachos anenin if you're getting an ah? But it's a niyutz, it's a terrible thing, it's awful, but you still make a bracha.
No zimun though.
That's the Mishnah.
Right.
The Mishnah says no zimun. Right, so nobody in the world can possibly argue it's the Mishnah. The other question is it just zimun, which is the shita sarayvid, and the rush, or does it even include the bracha rishon and bracha achrona? So as of now, we have the shita sarayvid is you don't make a bracha rishona or bracha achrona, echad mezid or echad b'shoigeg, whether it's an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbanan, you don't make brachas on non-kosher food. Shita sarayvid. Absolutely. The only thing you don't do is mezimun because you can't have kviyus with machalos esuros, but you do make brachos. So how do you understand this machlokas of Rambam and Ravid? I'm just curious. Shita, that's more mistaber to you, which one? I'm just curious. Based on both svara and the evidence, what would you say is like jumps out at you as being much more logical?
Don't make a bracha on anything.
Sorry?
You don't make a bracha on anything.
Because? Why?
Because but why? It's like most. It's like...
Oh, so that good. So that's
the Kosh Baruch, if you make a bracha on something, that's
it. Yeah, but fair, like the Gemara said. So the question's like this. When we talk about the Shita of Rambam, you know that Shita in general, you don't make a bracha, Machos Asuras, which is, at the end of the day, it seems to be Rav Rishonim. And that's actually how the Shulchan Aruch passes. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, that you don't make a bracha. So the reason is because of the Gemara and Baba Kama. Ein Zem Mavarech, Elam Menoit, it's at Mavish HaChutzpah. So therefore, it's not Mastabra that you make a bracha. In fact, one could even compare it to, it might even be similar to what other halakha concept. It's like a joke. It's like a chutzpah. Like, you're telling me you're going to make a bracha? That's disgusting. It might even be similar to what other idea?
Nedarim.
What do you mean by nedarim?
When you're trying to make a neder on something,
that's... Yeah, but there at least they could, if there's a positive. Meaning a neder is not something which is as clear-cutly... It's not that's not a word. Okay. It's not as clear-cut that it's like an objective issue. Meaning we don't look at a darim. It's a very negative thing, right? But you're talking about when you make a neder and then what? Violate
when
neder?
You make a neder about something that's...
You're saying make a neder? Oh, you're saying like, you know, but it's a neder
like
a shua?
Like you make a neder that you're never going to sleep.
So that's just that. Let's just say shua.
Shua.
You say by shua because that's an issue.
Yeah.
Because that's, it's not chal, sleep right away. And you get malchus. Right?
Right.
Right. So yeah, but there, because right, what you said was the problem. Because like, that's a joke. You just, and that's changed the mind of a tala. Yeah. But, oh, very good. It's like Tovah Shares. Yeah, though, but there at least you could say, you didn't do anything wrong. You're just not, the two didn't work. You also could just compare it to literally, it might even be the intent of the Gemara. It's like a mitzvah babi avera type of an issue. It's like, you're trying to do something good. No, how could you say that you make a bracha when you just did an isser? Like, no, you're doing an isser. It's almost like...
Like giving tzedakah on money that you stole.
Right, exactly. Okay, that's like a... It's so pachy that it's like, it's a stabber. Ain't the mabarech elam anoit. I mean, it happens to be the Gemara's context. It comes up... It's not... The context is not mitzvah bever. The context is shina kona. And you know, when do you have a chayiv hashava? I mean, the Gemara there is quoting five tanaim. It goes to the holders of tanaim. We don't hold of shina kona. So that's where it comes up. I think it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I don't remember. I think it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov who talks about that. But the Tosfos in Meruba, a lot of the Rishonim in the seventh parak of Baba Kama, they bring up that Gemara in the context of Mitzvah Baba Avera, and the question is, Ein Zeh Mevarech El Menayitz? Is that the Gemara's way of saying, like, you want to be Mavrish Chala? That's not Ein Zeh Mevarech El Menayitz. It's a chutzpah. It's a code word for Mitzvah Baba Avera, or it's not, but it's similar in nature to Mitzvah Baba Avera. Whether it literally is or isn't, it's a whole other discussion about Mitzvah Baba Avera. But it's, the point being is that for the Rambam, the issue here is the niyutz. It's a chutzpah. It doesn't make any sense that you make a bracha on Malchus Asuros. That's certainly one way to go. And the Ravid would counter by saying what? In a Chirami, like the Rosh himself says, in a Chirami, ain't them a baruch el menoyitz, but what?
I don't know.
Oh, you can't ignore the fact you got enough. And this is where, especially one could have gone another direction also. Maybe that Gemara is not relevant at all. Meaning, if you assume that the Gemara is talking about a bracha Rishona, then fine. You have to fit, like the rush has to deal with that Gemara and say, I think you should make a Hamotzi and I think you should bench. But it's in a Chanami, it's a Mevarech El Menayitz. The Gemara is telling you to make the bracha, but it's the chutzpah. But you should make the bracha. Ah, the rabbi doesn't have to learn like that. You could have easily said, watch Pshat in that Gemara. Don't make much bracha. Yeah, don't make the bracha on the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. You know why? That wouldn't be a bracha, that'd be a niyutz. You know why? Because that would be a mitzvah Babi Avera. Literally, a literal mitzvah Babi Avera. How can you make a bracha on a mitzvah Babi Avera? Because after all, it's not a mitzvah. You're not yotze a mitzvah. When it's a mitzvah Babi Avera, you're not yotze the mitzvah. So, if anything, what do you think? It's like you're trying to use the mitzvah to, you know, you're trying to justify your Avera by saying, all right, I'm doing a mitzvah now with my Avera. And then you're trying to even make it even better. So much so, you're going to make a bracha. It's a mitzvah Babi Avera, A. So the memela ain't a mevarech el menayitz, but that's not relevant to the brachas and nenin. If you get a na, you have to recognize that there's a kodesh baruch who gave you that na. Why should you do two? There are two different strikes again. There's two different issues. Just because you're doing one thing wrong doesn't mean that it's okay to do another thing wrong. I mean, after all, you're doing one avera by eating treif. Therefore, you should also steal it from a kodesh baruch. I mean, you should also ki'ilu be gozel me a kodesh baruch by not making a bracha rishona. You shouldn't say thank you to a kodesh baruch that you're satiated. You did an isser while doing that. In Akhanami, that's a separate isser. Why not make the bracha? So the truth is arriving is that you got to know, make the bracha. Fine, I could hear that also. But for the Rambam, the issue is one of niyutz. It's a chutzpah. So you don't make a bracha on such things. One could say it differently. The Rav, I know, says this idea. It's certainly by bracha Rishona. By bracha Rishona, especially, it makes a lot of sense. The very nature of a bracha Rishona is a matir to the food. It's a matir to the food. So then what? The whole reason why you're making a bracha Rishona is because you're asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu permission to eat this food. Shkoyach, you already knew the answer. A Kadosh Baruch Hu already told you in Leviticus somewhere, you know, whatever it is, you're not allowed to eat this food. You don't have permission to eat this food, so done. So what do you mean? I need a matir to me. Matir what? It's usher. End of story. So for there, first part of the chayr, that you shouldn't have to make a bracha Rishona. But it's interesting, when you go down that route, that the nature of a bracha sanenin, the bracha rishona is a matir. So memela, there's no shy. How can you make a bracha rishona on machalos asuros? But that opens up a very interesting question. But what? That's true by the bracha rishona. Is that true for benching? So the Bach, if I'm not mistaken, it's the Bach. It's of the opinion that even if you don't bench, at least if you ate b'shogig, I think the Bach even says it. Even if not b'shogig, even if b'mezid, I think the Taz says if it's only b'shogig, but I think the Bach says even b'mezid. I can understand bracha rishona, but by bracha achrona, it's over. You already did the avera; it's already over. You're not furthering the avera by benching. You ate. It could be the Bach is coming from the perspective of you're dealing with the potential, you know, isra d'oraisa. You're dealing with the potential mitzvah d'oraisa. The Ravid tells you that you're chayiv to bench, right? So you can just look at like the halachic sfeika kind of halachic sfeika issue. You have a Rambam on the one, the Rabbi on the other, and you have a potential mitzvah d'oraisa, so go for it. You could also make the argument in a number of ways. You could just say, is it really a niyutz anymore? Meaning, even for the perspective, I mean, I'm not saying this is like a nafka mina. Is it really such a niyutz at the point of time where it's already over? You could say, yeah, because thank you, Hashem, that was delicious. I didn't realize that chaz were so good. It's too bad that you said it's aser. It's delicious, and thank you so much. that's a niyus. I could see that from the point of view that it's a niyus. But if you say like the Rav, maybe Tak is enough. If you say like the Rav, by bracha rishona, you need a heter to eat in the first place. I mean, that's what the bracha rishona does. Mimelo, you don't have it. It's machos asuros. But once you did, okay, you did it already. It's over. Maybe it's time to make a bracha achrona. So that's a possible chiluk one could make in terms of whether or not it's purely a function of niyus or whether it's something else. That might be a nafkamina. But of course, the major nafkamina, the major issues that are going to come up is going to be the following. What's going to be the next big issue?
Is it a chesed or a gavra issue?
Ooh.
Meaning, okay. Is it specifically the machos asuros? What if you decide that you want to eat on Yom Kippur?
So Shreitz was very much ahead of the game. So what about, is there like a line to be drawn between different types of machos asuros? That's going to be question number one.
That's
my word. That's going to be an Isra Chatzah.
Yeah, yeah. Even, that's a chatzah.
As much as it's only right. temporary, it's not true. Right. Chametz Pesach, let's assume this. Yeah. Without going into a whole shir on that. Ayin, Rav Rosenberg's Homa Halachan. The nature of the Isra Chametz is, it's kufa, like, it is an Isra Chatzah. Right. It's the whole chap. It's Kvaldik, beautiful Torah. You good, Josh?
Yeah, if you eat a
Beheter. Exactly. So the biggest question is going to be like, Shkoyak, what if it's Beheter? Like, is there, and that's where that distinction will come up even more so, because the chayra most would assume it's pasher that if the whole issue is one of niyutz, so it's pasher that if you're eating it b'makom sakana, then of course you're going to make a bracha. Sure. Not only that, it's a mitzvah, and that is the shita of the Beis Yosef, where he thinks it's pasher if b'makom sakana, sure. And not only that, remember the Taz, he says the same, and he just takes it further, and he says that by bracha achrona b'shogeg. No, he's against the Rambam. If it was b'shogeg, b'bracha achrona, you didn't. What? It's so bad. It was b'shogeg, and now you'll choyish a bench. But certainly when it's beheter, it's focusing on bracha rishona. It's beheter. The choyish it's pasha. It's b'mutter, right? Is there anybody who says not that way? Is there anybody who says? And what would the logic be if you were to say, even b'makom sakana, even a chol on Yom Kippur? But again, Yom Kippur, you could make the argument even if you're not a chol, even if you're a bari. Yeah. Whether or not you make a bracha, that's a shaila also. But even just focusing, just jumping to the sakana question, is there anybody out there who says, even b'makom sakana, you don't make a bracha? And if the answer is yes, you got to tell me why. Why would that make any sense? So most assume you absolutely make a bracha, because it's mutter, but...
Do we assume it's simmer d'chuyim?
So it happens with the shita here is that of the Ramah. Quoted by the Beis Yosef, and it's quoting the Ben Yeruchim, who's quoting the Ramah, saying that even b'makom sakana, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat the machos asuros. No, make a bracha. Don't make a bracha rishona. Don't make a bracha achrona. Shita of the Ramah, I think the Ra'ah says like that also. This says like this also. And brachos, the answer is something never. The answer is, when it comes to at least machos asuros, mamish, the answer is never. No. Question is, why not? How do you explain that? So you're saying, it's really because you're saying the onus, the sakana, that forces me to eat this stray food, doesn't take away the iser. It takes away the onesh. It takes away my maisa iser. I need to do a maisa avera. Say that way. The chepsa is a chepsa shel treif. The issue at hand is not necessarily linked to whether or not I'm doing an iser or not. The din is, you don't make a bracha on machal sasuros. Well, just because it's eaten makom sakara, it becomes machal heter.
You're allowed to eat the treif, but the treif isn't.
It's still treif.
Right.
In other words, this is not a din of the gavra. It's a din of the chetza. The other question is going to be like, but still why? I mean, what is this din that as long as you can say that you're eating treif, even if you're doing a beheter, bottom line is you can't make a bracha. But why? Why? But what's the reason? It's not a need. There's no iser. No, it's mamish a mitzvah. You're saving your life. V'chaybem. You can argue you can make a bracha, it's a mitzvah. I'm v'chaybem, you know. But in theory, you could ask why not. I mean, according to some, and it's a question. The Rush says in Yom Kippur, chol on Yom Kippur benches with Yal v'Yavo. Of Pashur, you bench with Yal v'Yavo. Now the Rush happens to say that you make brachos amachos zuros. Anyways, so it's not a chiddush so much. But I'm saying the fact is like it's a shita in Rishonim. So why would that be? So Tosos has a lashon that's very, very strange. Tosos on the Mishnah has a lashon that's very strange. Like, you know, they're sitting down to have a meal together with these chevra, and they're all eating table. Says Tosos is lashon, lav shmei achila. It's not called achila. Now Tosos doesn't mean it's not called achila mamish like halachically, because then how could I violate the isur achila's tevel if eating treif is not called achila? Aha. No. On some level, that's not called achila. What does that mean? Excuse me, explain that to me. What is that? It's not called achila. What does that mean? It's not called achila. What does that mean? Anybody have a chat? What does that mean? It's not called achila. The Torah is not machshiv legabe brachos anenin. It's not machshiv machalos asuros as a regular. It's not achila. There's achila is only defined by an achila shalater. You're eating to satiate yourself. You're eating to be healthy. You're eating because the Kosh Baruch Hu wants you to eat. That's not called achila. It's hard to know what Tosis means. But it seems that what Tosis might be getting at is that it stems from the fact that we don't look at a maisa achila from machalos asuros. It's just not called achila. Now here's where I could understand. So here's what the Rama says. And this is Gevaldik, very geschmack. This is what the Rama says. In the scenario where you're eating the Makom Sakana, you don't make a bracha because, this is why, you're eating a Gevaldik, a cheeseburger. You're eating, I don't know, a Philly cheesesteak. Whatever favorite trade food that you eat, lobster. They tie into the lobster is very good. I don't know. So you're having lobster. It looks disgusting, but you're supposed to want it. You're supposed to davka say, I want it. It looks delicious, but the Kosh Baruch Hu said no. So, okay, I don't. But I wish it doesn't matter. So, why don't I make a bracha according to the Rama? Because you don't make a bracha on refuah. You don't make a bracha on refuah. You don't make a bracha on Advil and Tylenol. So you don't make a bracha on this either. So what does the Beis Yosef do? When the Beis Yosef quotes that right away, he says, no.
You do if it
tastes. Yes, you do. As long as it has a tam, as long as it's a food, meaning something which has a pleasant taste. Mm-hmm. If I use orange juice to swallow my pill, right. I make a shahakal.
Right.
So no.
Water.
Yeah, because water doesn't have a taste. Right. Water is different. What do you mean? So how does it make any sense? So he says, it's ridiculous. It's wrong. And then he goes on to quote the Rush. You make brachos anyways. And then he says, and even if like the Rambam, even the Rambam, when we mowed it, you make a bracha.
I also said, kind of not your fula.
Yeah, it is. It's ultimate refuah. What do you mean? I need it to live. I'm not talking about a person.
I'm not eating for a medicinal purpose.
You're saying a person has a gun to my head.
No, people in Gaza.
It's not, yeah.
It's not if they're not ill.
That's a terrorist cause of. Wait, but like you're dealing with the soldiers in Gaza. What are you talking about?
The soldiers in Gaza.
Yes, that's they've exerted a cause of T-Trif. They're allowed T-Trif.
I thought it's only by
what?
Solaris.
The Kibush Arts?
I thought it was only
the Kibush Arts.
This isn't
Kibush Arts?
No, the initial
Kibush
Arts.
Oh, no, I love that. First of all, Machlokas Rambam Ramban, in general, that's a whole question. Then there's what that's the Chari, that might be Mutter anyways. Even if it's not Mutter, so then, okay, then there's what to be done if there's any Ikuv, even if it's not Bikuk Nevesh Mamish, meaning it's expanded Bikuk Nevesh, without going into that whole din. Meaning that din might be predicated on a just expanded version of Bikuk Nevesh. It's just in war, that's the Radvaz. In war, Pikuch Nefesh is defined much more broadly, so we allow soldiers to eat Reif, even if it's not Pikuch Nefesh normally. So it's an extension of Pikuch Nefesh. But I hear you can make the case simple. There's a guy, I have a gun to my head, and he's not telling me to violate one of the big three, it's Pitzina, it's not a Shas Hashmad, and he's just telling me to eat Reif or I'll kill you. Okay, so I'm allowed to eat the Reif. Now that's to save my life, but that's not called, it's not a Fua. It is to save my life, but it's not refuah. But granted, okay, I hear it. It's a good kasha. But this is what the Rama says. It's called, that's refuah. So, l'chayro, what's he saying? It's a kavalik. It's a kavalik achap. How is that called refuah? You're getting a no. It's not refuah. That's not true. So here's what do you have to say? The only reason why you make a bracha on medicine that has a good tam is why? What does the good tam do? The fact that I'm, even though you're doing it, your chavana is doing it l'shem refuah. So what does it taste? It changes, even though it's l'shem refuah. The fact that it tastes good, what does that do? No, I'm saying even when it's b'hetter. I'm talking about b'hetter.
Oh.
And when it's b'hetter, why do I make a bracha when I have medicine that tastes good?
Because you're still okay. Enough for
it. So good. Say better. Yeah, good. Maybe say it a little differently. True. Or maybe the fact is, even though I'm doing a maisa refuah, the fact that I'm also getting an offer from it, and it's a Michael, that turns it into not a Maisa Refuah, it turns it into a Maisa Achila. It's a Maisa Achila. That is a Maisa Achila. Yeah, but you can't have a Maisa. It might be that the Ramah is assuming like Tosos. It's not called a Maisa Achila when it's Treif. It is not. You can get all the Anah in the world. It doesn't matter. You can't, it's not going to trans, you can't say that your Maisa Shal Refuah when you're doing it the Ravua, it will never be characterized as a Maisa Achilu. It won't be. You know why? Because two things. It's L'shem Ravua and what? Even if there's Hana, it's not enough to take it and turn it into a Maisa Achilu. Because you can't, it's not defined as a Maisa Achilu. That shita still requires like a lot. There's a lot more that needs to be flushed out in that shita. But this notion that there's something objective about machos or suros, that it's not nita on the bracha. It's not nita. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah would never mistaken a bracha on non-kosher food. It's not called an achilah chashuva. When I say it that way, one could say it that way. And therefore there's no bracha. Now what about Yom Kippur? Beheter. Beheter, everybody would agree. There's no reason not to. Except for that Ramah. But when it comes to Be'isr, I'm going to eat in Be'isr, I'm violating Yom Kippur. So, or I'll make it less extreme. I want to eat before Abdullah. I can't wait any longer. Shabbos is getting a little later. And, you know, I can't do it. I missed Shkia. It's like, well, after Shkia, I got the Shashua's late. And I'm chayav and make Abdullah. I can't wait. I'm going to eat. Or eating on Yom Kippur. So, what's the difference between eating on Yom Kippur, which is an Isr Kares, and eating in Avelis and Trefus, which is an Isr Lav, and I don't want to make a bracha on Avelis and Trefus? Do I make a bracha if I eat on Yom Kippur? What would the Rambam say about maybe Yom Kippur is different? What would you think? So there are many who assume there's a difference, for sure. There are many Al-Quran who say, absolutely, Yom Kippur is different. But what's the difference? Why would it be different? So what is that? You said, Schweitzer already gave us what the difference is. The question is, why does it matter? What's the difference? So you have to say that, like we're saying here now, you don't make a bracha on that which is intrinsically asr.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a bracha on food as long as it's kosher food. When you're eating it, it doesn't matter. It's kosher food. It is nitan lebracha. Memela, you make a bracha whenever you eat it. But when it comes to machalos or suros that are intrinsically asr, that is what is removed. It's a tzavka. It is never included in the takana of brachos. And the chari, you can give it another example of where you find the same distinction. You find that exact distinction made in the sugya of Reb Pinchas ben Yair's donkey. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
He wouldn't eat
chuma. It's ironic. He wouldn't even eat the mai. But the chari, which is interesting because that just ruined what I was about to say. I realize that now. He wouldn't eat mice. He wouldn't eat tevel. Whether it was tevel or shah. It was tevel. He wouldn't eat tevel.
All right,
chumah was another. But either way, it's a behemoth mea. Even if it was a behemoth tahira, there was a difference. So the Gemara is a lashon of koshbaruch eno mevi the kala behemoth shatadikim eno ve koshbaruch mevi the kala yidin shatadikim atzman lekoshekin. So that's it's not like a halachic sugya as much as like it's a description of reality. We assume that koshbaruch doesn't allow the kala to happen through tzadikim. So the Baal HaTov always shown like. Okay, I can quote stories in Chazal where you find Kehelag HaTanoim, you know, accidentally violating Yisurim. It's like, what does that mean? So Tosos, many of the Rishonim limited, stop goodbye, Yisuri Achila, and that's where you find the following kasha. This is one question where this comes up. It's like Gemara Pesachim talks about, I think it was Rav Yirmiyah, who accidentally ate before Abdullah. Oh my gosh. That's the reason why I use that example. He ate before Abdullah, and on the spot, the Gemara like, Kuvav. So Tosos asks, wait a second, I thought Kosh Baruch Hu is not maybe the Kala. I did Tzadikim. How could he accidentally eat before Abdullah? So what is Tosos' answer? He didn't eat treif. He ate before Abdullah. That idea is limited to things which are intrinsically asur. Macholos asuros. But to eat something which is kosher at his shas, iser, before Abdullah, before Kiddush, it's not the same. There's something unique to macholos asuros, and that's where Tosos brings up the idea of timtum halev. Machos asuros that have an intrinsic achepsa status, that there is such a negative tainting. It's poison. It's Sparkle created the world. Those are not meant to be eaten. And even if they're eaten, it's not called eating. It's called eating only in one respect. If you did it b'mezid, you get malchus, depending on the level of the aver. But that's it. In that respect, it's called eating. Otherwise, it's not even a food. And therefore what? You don't make a bracha. Nothing. It's not a food. But when it comes to foods that we eat, it's just b'sha sister, make a bracha. But it's what happened to Enzim Mivarach El Manoitz? So that's exactly that. That's a great Nafka Mita question. If it's a fundamental question of whether or not you make a bracha amachos asuros because there's something intrinsic to those things which are just, it's lav shmei achila, so then l'chore, you have to make a distinction between machos asuros and eating on Yom Kippur. But if it's about Enzim Mivarach El Manoitz, it's a chutzpah. So a guy, amazing, he goes into shul and he says, it was a chicken sandwich. Chickies, which is kosher. And what happens? Better. I'll make it worse. He steals like that little kid who brings a Gatorade to like, you know, Mincha. He's all ready to go. He's great. Okay, so he has to make sure you can drink Gatorade before Avdala. No, you can drink Gatorade before Avdala, right? Gatorade's like water with sugar, lots of sugar. Okay, that's a bad. Lo de kanes. So he does all, he's kosher food. And what? Someone who steals it makes it worse. He steals it. And he makes a bracha. Great, he stole it. That's bad. And he's eating a new kippur. It doesn't matter. It's a food. Makes a bracha. So, ain't a bracha l'manoitz. From that perspective, though, you can't make a bracha because it's just as much of a niyutz. It's a chutzpah. He stole it. And that's exactly what, especially if you saw like Tosfos, that was the case of the Gemara. It wasn't just about the bracha of Frosh Haskala. The bracha was Amotzi. And guess what? Tosfos, I think, Pshat is Tosfos, he understands. You don't make the bracha because it's a niyutz. Unlike the Rosh who says you do. So what do you see? By bracha, when the issue is one of niyutz, you're not going to make a bracha no matter what. It doesn't matter. As long as you're doing an isser, ain't a mevarech al menayit. That would be enough gemina. One last point. It's a gavadik meiri. Yeah.
So just go so far as to make a zimun?
No, for the second time. You're saying on Yom Kippur. Sorry, my bad. Rosh Hashanah, I think, has a suffix about that. On these cases, Rav Moshe actually makes the chiluk of eating before Avdallah. He says, make a bracha, for sure. Make a bracha chron and everything, but no zimun. Mm-hmm. Meaning, even l'shitas, like within the worldview of the Rambam, like you don't make brachos, amachos asuros, but like, okay, so eating for Abdallah, that doesn't qualify. So then in Echnam, you make brachos, but when it comes to zimun, you can't have a zimun, that's a different category. Meaning, another zimun is a special din, which makes sense. Obviously for the Ravid, zimun is a special din. This whole halacha only applies to zimun. But everybody's moda, that there's something special about zimun. It's different. So yeah, sorry. It was a great, very good aura. The last point we'll make is Meiri. Meiri says something fascinating about stealing the chita. When he says, it makes a distinction between stealing bread and stealing kamach or chita, and then you did a shinoi, and you baked it into bread, and then you ate it. But he thinks the following. He thinks what? What's the chiluk that one can make?
That's the one
that
you change the
chesed. Oh, so this is what the Meiri brings up the point in terms of what happened after I made the shinoi. Now what changed? He says you don't make a bracha in what scenario? In the first one, where I stole your object and I have it. Okay, so shkoyach, I'm chayv to give it back to you, right? And therefore what? And you can't make a bracha. But once I make a shinoi, right?
It's no longer a bracha.
And now it becomes the gazlan. The gazlan's koine, the shinoi. Mm-hmm. Right, it's a shinoi ma'isa. He no longer has a chiyav hashava, and now, if he's taken to bezin, he's going to have to pay money. But this is his chala. What is his chala? Then make a bracha. This distinction comes up, by the way, also in
bracha.
Oh, good.
Shmak.
So this is exactly what comes up. It comes up in I just noticed from the Rosi Kalim in Ochot Sittis. Talk about if I steal string, I steal material, and I turn it into tzitzis. So I was kind of a shinoi. It's mine. Can I make a bracha on the tzitzis? So the poskim there, all the poskim debate. Amazing. It also goes back to sukkah. The mitzvah of bevera sukkah. It also comes up by matzah gezula. What? Which part?
By matzah.
Yeah, okay. By matzah. Same case. Exactly. Yeah. By matzah. So there, do we call that a mitzvah of bevera? Is the mitzvah of bevera neutralized because of the shinoi? That's all the discussion that Tosfos has in sukkah. By the Avankari case. Also, is there a distinction between a shinoi kona versus I stole it and I was kona and I sold it to you, and the guy's yeish and shinoi reshus. So the lokeach is kona. So I stole it from Schweitzer, he had yeish, and I gave it to you. So it's yeish and shinoi reshus. It's yours. So many poskim are machalik between shinoi kona, where the bracha you can't make a bracha. It's still a mitzvah baba vera, but you can make the bracha, Josh, because you didn't steal it. But it's like it's a baba vera din in the gavra, like the gazlan. He can't make a bracha on that which he stole. Versus it's a chefza hagazel. It's a chefza hagazel. As long as it's a chefza hagazel, so then you can't. Then it's a mitzvah baba vera. So then the shinoi. Maybe not.
But even there, I think
they're shishim. So that's what I think the pass.
Even the person who buys it.
Exactly. So it's not he's yotze, but he's yotze. That's the difference. No, I think they say that he's yotze, but he can't make a bracha. There you find, I'm not saying there aren't shittos, but I'm pretty sure, I think it's a taz, I'm not sure, yet you're yotzei the mitzvah, but you never make the bracha. Because ein zemavarech, elam anayitz. Meaning, there's a distinction to be made here, where you could overcome mitzvah b'avera, but bracha, ein zemavarech elam anayitz. That's the point. The point is, you could say that's something unique to bracha, that we're so, not just because of Shem Shemayim Levatala, I can understand that perspective, just to say, like, we're going to be hesitant, just considering that there's any issues. It may not be, no, you're yotzei the mitzvah. It's your tzitzis, you're yotzei the mitzvah. It's no longer a mitzvah of Avera, we've overcome that problem. But you don't make the brachas a mitzvah, because ain't the mevarach elam anayitz. Amazing. Fascinating shittos. But the Meiri is also that, coming from the same idea, which is, wait a second, so how did you neutralize ain't the mevarach elam anayitz, just because you were kona v'shinu? What that says about ein zeh mevarach elam anayitz, it might be literally linked to mitzvah b'avera. Exactly. So what's the difference between a gazlan? So why is there a difference between a gazlan who? What's the difference between a gazlan who before the shinoi and after the shinoi? He still did an avera. So what is he's still a gazlan? What's the difference? Because shkoyach shinoi. So either you have to say it's a din, okay, exactly, it's a din in the chetza. Shell zela, and that's where you see something from the eerie, which is what? Is it really less of a niyutz? Because be honest, what's worse? Stealing something, I mean, chayav to give it back. Stealing something and altering it forever in such a way where I don't have to give it back anymore, I just have to give money. Isn't the second case even worse? Isn't the second case worse? I didn't just steal your bread, I stole it and I turned it into something else and I ate it. And now you can never get it back again. Ha ha. Ain't the mubarak al-manites. Isn't that worse? So either on a technical level.
Object, it depends on the original object is.
Maybe. Yeah. But I'm saying you could say this in one or two ways. If you say like it's from a mitzvah b'avera standpoint, assuming that it's just a din, it needs a chafta ha-gazul and you don't have it anymore, so great, you don't have it anymore. It's not called niyitz. It's linked to, it's a mitzvah b'avera issue. It's once you've neutralized that, it's just, okay, you're eating your bread. You don't look at that anymore as being an issur. It's not an issur anymore. You have a separate chi of tashlumin. You happen to owe somebody money now. You already did the avera, and now you owe the guy money, and now you can eat your sandwich. Fine. Or that's one way of looking at it, at least. So Donny, he's coming to Chabura.
Yes.
Donny, wait, why are you taking him downstairs?
Because there was a
pasty
down here.
What happened to the pasty that was in his mouth?
I couldn't find it.
All right. This is the second night in a row that Donnie's crying has stopped this year in the middle. And the end. It was the end. So we'll stop here for now. Because there's a lot to handle on that last point also. Press the stop button. No?